page 75, by his characterization of the subject as a hollow, or fold of the world, pp. 249-249-50, Lee's topological metaphor suggests that the auto-affection that comes to fruition in perception and reflection is not achieved within the immanence of consciousness. Rather, reflection returns to itself only by way of a passage through the world. I am conscious of the world through my body, and yet I can know my body only through the world, pp. 97-94. The implication of the Bodh's dialogue with things, then, is that sensuous reflection has to take the roundabout way of exteriority and difference, Burnett 1993, 60. If we follow through the logic of the fold, it is clear that the auto-affection in question is no longer an activity of the subject, but rather an event of nature. Reflection would therefore be understood as the coming to self of the asubjective life of things. As we will see, Merleau-Ponty's later account of the world as flesh moves precisely in this direction. This turn will also require us to reconsider the nature of expression. The reflective attempt to encounter the inhuman life of things requires a poetic mode of expression, since language must be considered, not